Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friend, the name of Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nick, this morning to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about a certain moment from our gospel this past week and from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. And it's very early on in the passage. We hear this. When he had said this, he being Jesus, he showed them his hands and his side. End quote. So just before this, Jesus appears amongst his apostles, says, peace be with you. And then he shows him his hands and his sides. And now the disciples rejoice when they saw the Lord. It was when Jesus presented his side and his hands that he was visible to them, that they could really see, that they could trust what is going on before their very eyes. And that's very telling for us, too. How often do we struggle with things because we lack the ability to see Jesus in the moment? You know, particularly in moments of great trials and of great sufferings. And yes, I know, Father, we just had divine mercy, you know, we're in Easter, what's all this stuff? Suffering doesn't end just because we're in Easter time. And we're talking about the wounds of Jesus Christ after the resurrection. His resurrected body kept the wounds, kept the pierced side, kept the hands, kept the pierced feet. And he showed them. And it was in that moment that his apostles, his disciples, could see him. And there's a lot of things that are happening in this post-resurrection time for the disciples and the apostles. And there's a lot of issues with people seeing Jesus before them. You know, several passages we have like, oh, Jesus was kept from being seen by them. Now, we're never really told why. You know, and there's different ways you can interpret the passages and et cetera. But in this one, it wasn't when Jesus appeared amongst them in the midst of them. It wasn't when Jesus spoke and Jesus said, peace be with you. It was when he presented his pierced hands and his pierced side. And there's something there. When we're in our moments of suffering, when we're struggling, when you know, we're tempted to despair, let us try asking Jesus, show me your wounds at this time. Show me your wounds. You're here with me. That's what the faith teaches me. That's what your actions in the Gospels tell me and show me. Where are your wounds right now? Where am I meant to see you through those wounds that you have made a channel of your grace from the resurrection? It's not macabre. It's not morbid. The apostles didn't even ask. And Jesus still presented himself, still presented the mark, still presented the sign. He did it because he knew it would help them. He knew it was necessary. He knew it was needed. And he did it. And he did it. Jesus wants to be seen. Jesus wants us to embrace him. Jesus wants us to rejoice with him. Remember, after seeing, what did they do? They rejoiced. We too need to keep our minds and our hearts upon the risen Lord, but not a risen Lord that lacks the signs of the resurrection. We need to envision in our minds the risen Lord who bears the marks of the crucifixion, of the crucifixion. So when we think of the risen Lord, we see him depicted. Do we see the markings? Do we see pierced hands? Do we see pierced side? Do we see the mark of thorns on the head? I don't know. But this is what we have to wrestle with. So I just want to put that before us. Yes, we're in the shadow of divine mercy. And one of the great graces of divine mercy is those lights, those strands, the red and the white that pour forth from the pierced heart of Jesus Christ. So whatever we might be going through, whatever we might be dealing, because I know a lot of people, just because a church says we must rejoice, we need to rejoice, this is Easter time, doesn't mean we're going to rejoice. We might be going through things. Let us remember the signs of the risen Lord. And if we are to rejoice, let us rejoice in the fact that he has risen from the dead, and all those wounds and those injuries that he endured for us are now through which we say alleluia. So even in our moments of suffering, we can still cry forth alleluia for when we rise from the dead. May the injuries that we endured for the sake of Christ and his body, the church, may they shine forth with the grace of glory through their participation in the great gift of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like my podcast, please make sure to subscribe to it and leave a little review. It really does help me out. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. I've written some new pieces. They're on the website. I've been putting out some new videos. You can find them there or go to the YouTube channel. You can also email me through that website. All this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.